Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Honorable Minister, distinguished delegate, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the migration has been caused by the several factors, including socio-economy consequence, political instability, environmental degradation, and climate change. Last 40 years ago, Thailand has experienced the migration crisis causing by political conflict and Indochina war in the region. Thousands of migrants escaped from conflict, civil war in the neighboring country. At that time, Thailand received support from the UNHCR and from other international community to handle the migration problems and help migrants to resettlement in the third country. Now today, the major cause of migration in Thailand is linked to socio-economic problems. People from neighboring countries continue migrating into Thailand to seek for job opportunity, including agriculture, industrial, and service sectors. The government of Thailand provides humanitarian assistance and also implement measures for the control illegal immigration, such as registration and insurance of work permit to labor migrants to prevent illegal migration and human trafficking. Since 2015, Thailand has built a new future for its fisheries and seafood industry through a national reform program to tackle with the illegal, unreported, and unregulated, or IUU fishing. Thailand would like to express sincere thanks to FAO, European Union, and ILO for technical cooperation on IUU fishing and modern slavery. According to the national policy on labor welfare, Thailand also grants a permanent resident right to immigrants who have lived in Thailand for more than 30 years, and as well as give the Thai citizen resident have the right to receive the basic education and healthcare. The Thai government has received the collaborative support from the UN agency and NGO implementing this measure. Following the footsteps of the Red King Ramanai and His Majesty King Ramathen, King Mahavachirarongkorn initiative, the Royal Government of Thailand and Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives, under my supervision, has successfully implemented the various projects to improve food security, sustainable agriculture, rural development, and poverty reduction. In addition to, Thailand has worked in close collaboration with the Global Soil Partnership and FAO on sustainable soil and water management to conserve and use biodiversity to promote food security. We emphasize that it is important to consider shipping soil agenda into a formal permanent body in FAO. From the implementation of the above mentioned policy, we have learned many lessons. Therefore, we are pleased to welcome all of you here to visit Thailand in order to exchange our knowledge and initiative further collaborative. Ladies and gentlemen, rural development and agriculture will bring several opportunities and employment to farmers, especially rural youths and women. This is one of the possible solutions for the migration problem. I hope that the newly elected Director General will build better policy on sustainable agriculture and rural development and create constructive collaboration with member countries and other stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. สวัสดีครับ